Why are there letters in the New Testament? And why did Paul write so many of them? When you read the New Testament, you'll quickly notice that there are basically three types of documents included. The Gospels, or accounts of the life and work of Jesus, church history, aka the book of Acts, and a bunch of letters, mostly from Paul, some from John and Peter, and some from others. Some places even get multiple letters, two to the church at Thessalonica,
2 Corinthians,
and Timothy got 2 as well. So why letters? Well, it was the technology of their time. They didn't have Twitter or blogs, YouTube, Rumble, so they wrote letters. Hope you learned something in this video. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace. Just kidding, there's more. Yes, letters were the technology of their time and for most of history until relatively recently. Letter writing wasn't what we have today. I mean, we put letters into an envelope, stamp it, and it's delivered in a day or two by the postal service. These letters were not like that. These were written on papyrus, which isn't the easiest thing to write on, and then hand-delivered by someone visiting that person or that town. Now, we know that Paul dictated to a scribe because he often switched from the scribe to himself to sign the letter. See these verses for examples. They all say something like this: "Here's my greeting in my own handwriting, Paul." We even get a shout out from the scribe writing for Paul his letter to Rome. "I, Tertius, the one writing this letter for Paul, send my greetings too, as one of the Lord's followers." We also know that he sent couriers to deliver the letters to the churches. For instance, Phoebe delivered the letter to the church in Rome. See Romans 16, 1-2. She was a trusted friend and co-laborer at the church of Cenchrea. We also know that these letters were primarily addressed to the churches they were sent to, but they were also intended to be circulated between churches. Paul told the church in Colossae, "After you have read this letter, pass it on to the church at Laodicea so they can read it too. And you should read the letter that I wrote to them." So they would read the letter, make a copy of it, and then pass it along to other churches. You see, Paul was the foremost church planter in the first century. Traveling around the Mediterranean rim, he planted churches in major cities. Writing letters to them was his way to check in on how they were doing, address theological issues that had come up, and even correct some practical things that they were doing wrong in the church. Over the next several months, we will dive deeper into specific letters that were written to specific churches. So, be sure to subscribe so that you make sure that you see these videos when they're released. Now, before we go, I want to dig in just a little bit and ask why God chose to include Paul's letters as one of the major forms of content in the New Testament and not another form of content like more church history or even collections of theology and church practice. Do we get all of these in his letters? Yes. From those letters, we can glean how churches operated, what problems they were facing, and even tie them to broader events in world history. Again, be sure to subscribe so that you can see when we look at these individual letters. It's going to be a pretty neat series. We also glean theological truths from these letters. So I'm not saying that Paul's letters don't include these things, but why did God choose to use these letters and not those things specifically? I mean, why don't we have a book of the New Testament called Systematic Theology or Paul's Rules of Order? I think, and I want to be very clear here that these are simply my thoughts, it's because God wants to tie church history, theology, and church matters to real people in real churches encountering real problems. I've been in full-time ministry for the last 14 years in 3 different churches. That's nearly a decade and a half on the front lines working with people, and here's what I've learned. The church is more than memorizing theological definitions and knowing dates in church history. Serving in a church is practical. It's about leading people to follow Christ in a life-changing way. Does theology matter? It matters immensely. Does church history matter? For sure, it's so helpful to know. But those things are to be in service to reaching the people that God has called us to reach, caring for the people in our churches, and loving the world that Christ died for. Paul put it this way: "If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I can move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing." Yes, study and understand theology, but that's not the end. The end, the thing that we're working toward, is making disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands that Jesus gave. So why do I think that Paul wrote letters? Because God is tying all of these things, theology, church history, church practice, to the church's mission. He's showing how these things truly matter in the practical workings of the church and in the lives of real people. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it, give it a like, and subscribe so that you can catch the next one when it drops. A huge shout out to LifeWord, channel sponsor, for making this video possible. We'll see you next time. Grace and peace.